She takes my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a traveling.
And Andrew Kelleher is back with us at JMI Wealth. Very good morning. You've got the government accounts.
It sounds pretty dull, doesn't it, Tim? The old government accounts. Look, I have to admit, in years gone by, the monthly release of the government accounts would have scarcely raised a ripple of interest. But the situation is just a little bit different currently, because there is a much greater focus on the government books. And there are sort of a number of factors driving that. I mean, they're giving us a bit of a window into what's happening in the New Zealand economy at the moment. And I talked with Mike before about the sort of the unusual legacies of the pandemic and the post-pandemic world. There's also quite a bit of inspection on the size of the deficit, because over the last 3 years, as most people know, we've spent a lot more as a country than we've actually got. And there's also implications here for borrowing and the current account deficit. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the key takeout for listeners out there is that the tax take is lower than expected, and it's also by a reasonably material amount. So for the 11 months to the end of May, core Crown tax revenue, what they got from us, was $103.3 billion. Unfortunately, it was forecast to be $105.6 billion. So you got a shortfall. And like any other budget, any other house, any other business, this, when you've got a shortfall, you've actually got to fund it somehow. So they're $2.2 billion behind their forecast. So we've sort of got evidence here of a cooling, a slowing economy. So one of the issues, one of the factors here is terminal tax from companies. So corporate profitability for 2022 was lower than expected. So you make lower profit, you pay less tax. Fortunately, though, we have had a strong employment market, so there's more people working, and when you're working, you're paying tax usually. So that line of revenue is a bit higher than expected, about a $300 million uplift there, but it doesn't cover the shortfall. So you've got the awfully named OBGAL, which is the operating balance before gains and losses, 2.1 less than forecast. On the good news, the expenses, what they're spending, is right on forecast, so they're doing a good job there. But we are looking at a pretty chunky deficit by the time the end of year accounts are sort of wound up. So at the budget economic and fiscal update, they projected the end of year deficit to be about $7 billion. Assuming we stay $2 billion over, that potential operating balance before gains and losses is $9 billion. Mm. Now, my concern, Tim, though, is that I don't think corporate profitability is going to improve a lot in this current financial year. So that shortfall, the run rate, they're behind the run rate, that could continue. So it potentially creates a shortfall carrying forward as well.
All right. Yeah, the terminal tax is quite interesting. I got my note through. It's about half what it was last year. So and it's only shillings compared to a property.
It all adds up, though, Tim. It all adds up.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the big concerns going into the budget was our current account deficit. Can you update us?
Yeah, so this is a sort of very much a related topic. So, yeah, going into the budget, we're all worried about the current account deficit. It's huge. And it widened dramatically between 2020 and 2023. To try and explain it very simply, we import stuff and we export stuff, and that's goods and services. When the current account is in deficit, we're spending more on imports and servicing overseas obligations than we are earning through exports and income on overseas assets. And that deficit has to be funded. And it's important credit agents look at it. It's a vulnerability. It peaked at over 9% of GDP. It did improve to 8.5% of GDP. But you actually got to look at what the number is. The number is $33 billion. Now, Treasury release a fortnightly economic update. It's a good summary of what happened over the last couple of weeks. This week, they did a special topic on the current account. And Treasury believe, and this is good news, that the current account will improve. What's important, though, Tim, is how that happens. So we need continued improvement in tourism. And for that to happen, we need Chinese tourists to return. Flight connectivity is important, too. We need airlines putting New Zealand back on their sort of routes so people can come here. We also need a reduction in the demand for imports. So, Tim, you, me, and everyone else out there, we need to buy less stuff. We also need good exports to rise. And what's important here, again, China. It'd be really helpful for export prices to rise as well. Unfortunately, the ANZ World Commodity Price Index came out yesterday and it fell 2.3%. Treasury also note that it's important for the credit rating agencies, and they say, look, there's those ratings could come under pressure if the current account deficit and associated high borrowing requirement were not to show improvement over time. We have a vulnerability here.
Okay, can we have a look at the numbers, please?
Yep. The Dow Jones is down 155 points at the moment. That's 0.45%, 34,263. The S&P 500 is down 8 points, 4,447. So that's 0.18%, and the NASDAQ is down 0.3% overnight, currently trading at 13,775. The FTSE 100 lost 1% overnight, closing at 7,442. The Nikkei lost 0.25%, 33,338, the close there. Shanghai Composite lost 0.7%. 3,222. The ASX 200, the Aussies yesterday lost 0.36%, closing at 7,253. But the NZX 50 actually went up 0.18%, 22 points, closing just over 12,000 at 12,002. One Kiwi dollar will buy you 0.6186 US, 0.9281 Aussie, 0.5697 euro, 0.4869 pounds, 89.45 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $1,920, and Brent crude $76.82.
Magnificent as always. Catch up in the morning. Andrew Kelleher at JMA Wealth.